Welcome to MadTech Daily, your trusted source for the latest news at the intersection of marketing, advertising, and technology. I'm your host, Dot. Let's dive into today's news. First up, let's head over to Spain, where the country's data watchdog, the AEPD, has ordered the suspension of two election tools that Meta planned to roll out on Instagram and Facebook. Meta was gearing up to introduce their Election Day Information and Voter Information Unit tools ahead of the European elections in early June. However, the AEPD flagged these tools as potentially violating Spain's data protection regulations. The watchdog's main concerns? The processing of data was deemed potentially unlawful, and Meta didn't justify why they needed to store the data post-election. Big red flags, indeed. Shifting gears now, let's talk about TikTok. While the platform is soon to be under a magnifying glass in Washington, D.C.'s appeals court, it's taking a proactive approach to engage publishers. TikTok is developing a team solely dedicated to publisher monetization operations. Harish Sarma, who previously headed TikTok's global sports and gaming, will be leading this initiative. The goal? To convince major news publishers to create engaging content for TikTok. Interesting strategy, especially as the platform sees its average video length steadily increasing. And finally, turning our focus to advertising and representation. Almost half of women age 44 and up feel underrepresented by current advertising, according to a report by OMD, and that this contributes to a feeling of invisibility. But here's the catch. These women have significant spending power. For example, women age 50 plus are among the biggest spenders and drive 91% of household purchase decisions. It's clear the ad industry should start representing this powerful demographic more accurately. That's it for today's episode of MadTech Daily. Thanks for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed today's show. Catch us next time for your daily dose of marketing, ad tech, and everything in between.